Life makes me laugh, I swear. So I just spent the last 30 something minutes recording an episode for the podcast. Everything was going smooth. I'm saying to myself, it's Christmas Day. I have time to record. What better way to come back than now? And I'm recording 30 minutes on the dot. Solid content. I felt like I was like back in the zone. When I finished and I thought I was about to wrap things up and get ready to upload the episode, the minute I hit stop, I got a notification that said I ran out of space and the audio was unable to be saved. And I'm just sitting there like, season 6 is about to be the series finale. I'm about to retire. Yo, I swear. But I still have some free time and I decided to go back to my old style of recording because I do want to put an episode out. It's Christmas, you know? I hope you all are having a great holiday so far. I hope all of you have been well. It's been a long damn time. It's been a long damn time. But I do hope that you're surrounded by positive vibes, fantastic people, great food, great gifts, great energy overall. I already said that. But most importantly, above all else, I do hope that you all have a place to go to when the world does the most with this Trials and Tribulations sponsored and brought to you by Life. It's been a while. I'm sitting by the Christmas tree that my mom put up and decorated very nicely. And for some weird reason, I feel like this recording is going to be a little more wholesome than the one I put out, or rather attempted to put out. Today is a really emotion-filled day for me. In a good way. It's my daughter's first Christmas, and I was just thinking about her today. I was thinking about my family, and I'm just saying to myself, it's so crazy how this holiday is different to me now. For the past few years, this holiday has just been about spending time with my family, and that hasn't changed, but now it's just making sure that my daughter has the best Christmases ever, you know? And when she has a family of her own, she could look back and say, "Dad's podcast episodes always hit on Christmas." No, but my mind just, everything shifted. It's not even, I don't see myself as like, these days aren't for me anymore, you know? Before, it was just about me just wanting to get to these days to spend time with my family, laugh and joke. Now I just want to make wholesome memories, which ironically, I was already doing that by just spending time with my family. But now I'm just focusing, like that's my primary. If I don't have a good Christmas, it doesn't matter to me. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. But I was just thinking about that today. I was thinking about so much. And I was just like, this has been one hell of a year. And we have 6 days left. In terms of just podcasting, it's been crazy. I have not been able to record the way I used to. Even when I had free time, I just wasn't, my heart wasn't in it. I was so preoccupied with other things. And it just felt like I was going to bring bad energy to the podcast. And I didn't want to do that because this is therapeutic for me as it is fun. And I want it to be professional. And I don't ever want to bring unprofessional energy to something I want to become my soul work. Like I want this to be always professional. I feel like I'm saying that word way too much now. And it's been rough. It's been really crazy. I had to make a lot of changes for the podcast. I originally was going to try to get 20 episodes out this season, and I really strongly believe that I was able to. But now my goal is to just wrap this season up with 10 episodes at the very least. So after this episode, I have 3 more. I'm probably going to go on Instagram Live for all 3 of them. Definitely doing it live on New Year's Eve. But that's the goal. I'm going to most likely just do that because it's easier to record that way. And I don't have to worry about my laptop running out of space. I just turned to look at my laptop. Imagine my laptop looked at me like, "Yo, it's not my fault, man. Get more space." That'd be crazy, but that'd be content. My head's been all over the place. The last time I spoke with all of you, I was shifting gears to kind of have time to myself. I've secluded myself since October, and it's the end of December. And I don't even know if January is going to be the month where I jump back into the eye of the public. Keeping to myself just to kind of reevaluate a lot of things, give myself some time to process a lot of stuff, just try to see what I need to work on, learn about myself a little better. Just, you know, and I'm doing it unapologetically. I saw a clip from BoJack Horseman, if anyone is familiar with the show. It's a show about a horse who was an actor, and he goes through all these trials and tribulations, and you just check it out. BoJack Horseman. BoJack Horseman. I don't know why I'm just randomly promoting this show. It's over, but I saw a clip, and one of the characters was talking to someone that they were looking for, and she was saying to him, "You can't just disappear on people. They're really worried about you." And he said, "I don't know what to tell you. I'm happy, happier than I've been for a very long time, and I don't feel sorry about that." And he was like, you know, it was just basically, he was more focused on the fact that he was good more than the idea that people wouldn't be good because he wasn't around. And I thought about that. I was like, you know, sometimes I was focusing on making sure that everybody else is at 100%. I'm over here just barely getting by. And now I want to be in a position where I decide how much energy I'm giving people. And it's not even in a bad way. I just sometimes would feel burnt out. And I also felt like it wasn't being acknowledged or appreciated. Not in a crazy way. Just like, you ever just caught yourself saying, why am I doing all of this? Not even in a bad way. It's just like, I don't have to do all of this. And, you know, ever since I became a parent, my mind has just been, it's weird. I don't know if anyone who is a parent or especially a new parent, maybe they can tell me whether or not I'm going crazy. I just feel like I've become a magnet, and I can feel like this energy that keeps reminding me that I have someone out there that's depending on me. So it's a crazy feeling. Maybe if you're not new to this podcast, or if you've known me outside this podcast, I'm an overthinker. So I tend to think crazy things, but I do feel like that. So I just want to be my best self at the end of the day. And then I've been thinking about the conversations I've been having with all my close friends, my family, even just people that I happen to be having like random conversations with. And we've all been saying that during the holiday season, it's always kind of hard to get through the days because, you know, there were lighter days back, you know, way back when. And now there's just a lot of heaviness. You know, maybe we're going through these days without loved ones, or we're just experiencing the lowest of lows. And it's really hard to kind of pick ourselves up and move forward. I know some strong people that persevere regardless. I wish I could say I'm a strong person. I'm strong in a sense that I can understand that I'm not able to give 100%, so I pull back until I'm able to. And sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes that's not. Sometimes life calls for you, no matter how you are, to kind of move forward and get things done. But I've just been thinking about all of that. And it's so funny. I always have a moment of clarity where I say to myself, it's a blessing and a gift to be able to not only see another day, but to get through the day you're in. And I said to myself sometime this morning, if this is going to be my last day on earth, God forbid, would I be happy with how I was? If I was at my lowest of lows, if I was just focusing on the negatives and not the positives, would I really be okay with passing on? And I said, no. I was like, no, that's crazy. So I'm trying to get through the days with as much positivity as I can muster up and give out. And I'm pushing through the negatives. I'm trying to look at things from a different perspective. Rather than look at all the negatives that I have, I look at it like this. I'm able to get through all of these moments where I have to deal with negative things. That's a testament to my strength. It's so crazy. I pretty much said this on my previous recording, and that took 30 minutes. I'm 10 minutes in, and I already got my point across. I'm done. That's it. You all have a great... No. But I feel better saying it now than I was able to say it before. It's crazy. That's how I know life sometimes throws me a bone, because I was recording and I felt like I was in rare form, but when I finally was able to get to my point, it was kind of hard for me to make sense. I felt like I was dealing with these emotions as I was talking about things, and it started to catch up. So life was like, nah, you ain't gonna go out like that, Chillis. I believe in you. But I do want all of us to try our best to focus on the good. It is hard. Whether people make it a pain in the ass to move forward, whether it be like situations, whether it be finances, it's tough. It's tough. I get it. I understand that. If there's anything I could give you all to go by, and me going by this myself, it's just to focus on the positives, the good, no matter how big or small it is. Even if it's like a tiny, tiny, tiny glimmer of positivity, hone in on that. It may help you deal with the negatives. It may be random. You may look at that and just say, why can't I have more of this? And why am I dealing with all of this? But rather than give any more unnecessary energy to the negative, use this energy to focus on the positives and move forward. And if you need to take a break, if you want to stop, if you need to cut yourself off from everyone and everything, that is okay. Because you know that if you were to continue to do things where you weren't yourself, it was either going to ruin somebody else's day or make your day even more miserable, because you're giving out the negative energy that you don't even want to deal with yourself. I love when I do these episodes because I always feel like I'm giving the people leeway. But yeah, it's the holiday season, and I've just been chilling. I've just been thinking about so much. I've been thinking about my life. I've been thinking about the people who are no longer in it, and I've been thinking about how life would be if those people were still around. I had an episode titled The Days of George Street, and it was about the time I spent with my dad when he had got his apartment in New Brunswick in New Jersey. I was in college at the time, and I was balancing going to school in New Jersey while living and working in New York. And I wasn't, nor am I now, driving. And I said to myself, that was the craziest time of my life, but I loved and I appreciated it because it was all just, I felt like my dad and I, when we were hanging out, it was just, he saw me as the adult that I was trying to be. And he was speaking to me like an adult. And I felt like I was able to understand who he was. And we just, it was really, that was like the golden era of my life. Everything just seemed to be in a space where I got a glimpse of what my life would be if I kept pushing forward. And then, you know, things started to fall apart. But I don't think it was for anything bad. I honestly do feel like everything happens for a reason. If things were going to go the way I wanted them to go, today would be completely different. That's how I look at it. But I do take accountability and not pushing myself even further, because I'll always hone in on the idea that this is not how life is supposed to be when I'm dealing with the negatives, but I could have fought more. But I didn't know. No one can ever know. You can never know what would happen if you tried harder, if you didn't try at all. We just will never know. We can assume, just if we, just based on what we're doing now, you know, if we keep moving forward in positions that we're in now, we could definitely have an idea of how life would have been. But it was just nostalgia that was taking me over. And even now, like, he used to love Christmas. He had me and my sister put out decorations in the front of the yard, which was a different experience for me. So it just made Christmas really cool, you know, felt like more than it was just a day, especially when you had to put the decorations away. And then I was thinking about Christmas with my mom. She doesn't do it now, but she used to get real Christmas trees. And I just remember helping her lift this one tree into our apartment. And it just smelled so good. It used to like shed all over the floor, and it was just lit up nice. It was huge. And then when it was time to throw it out, same thing. It was just a lot of work. The holidays these days, they just don't feel like they have that same magic. But I think, and this is just me with the theory, I think we expect these holidays to bring us magic are the same kind of feeling we had when we were younger. But we have to keep in mind that we have to produce that magic, that good energy that we want. If we sit around waiting for something to come to us, it's going to come to us as is and not what it needs to be for us. So the same way our family, like Thanksgiving when we were kids, didn't just magically pop up. Christmas didn't just magically happen because it was Christmas. Now our family went out to get the gifts. They went to make the food. This was created to give us that. If we just sit there and we're like, the holidays don't hit, we need to think about it this way. How can we contribute to these days to make them just as special as they were when we were younger? I'm specifically talking to my generation when I say that. No. But I'm talking to everyone when I say that. I've been hearing that a lot. The holidays don't hit the same. And they don't, in a sense, where we can't control it. Because even with the Christmas movies and everything, they don't even come on Christmas Day. They just kind of come on before Christmas even starts. Everything's starting off a little earlier now. So I will say that. But for the most part, what we can control, we have to learn to create magic. It's time for us to be magicians. It's time for us to just be light bulbs of positive energy. But it's always going to be easier said than done. For me, I know I need to be a beacon of positivity for my family, for my loved ones. I want to, and you know, people who know me are probably going to pick this apart and find ways to see if this is true or not. But I genuinely mean this. I really want to be someone where I can provide help and my word is as strong as my actions. It's been rough. Like, I've been in my head and I've been my worst critic in my head. I have not been chillest. And I'm trying to push forward and just kind of, I really want to learn to be human. And that's crazy to say that, but I've been really putting a lot of blocks on myself. I don't express myself 100%. I don't allow myself to feel certain things. I kind of stop myself from being emotional because I tried to put logic where emotion should be. And that has been very detrimental to me. And I don't want that to affect my family. I want to create a space that cannot be shaken by any adjustments, any setbacks, any changes. Again, I said all this in 30 minutes and it's only like 15, 17 minutes. This episode, what I'm really hoping for is when I press stop, it saves. If it doesn't save, I will be putting out a post today on my Instagram saying, it's been real. The Chillin' with Chillers podcast is done. Speaking of which, one of the positives I can say about recording this year, despite me not being able to reach my goal, I'm very proud of myself for putting the website out there for my merchandise. Thank you all so much for showing your support, whether it be from sharing, from purchasing, or both. I love and I appreciate all of you. And for those of you who want to do interviews and really use my podcast to talk about what it is that they're working on and share what they want with the world, their gifts, or even just wanting to be on the podcast because they love my podcast, I'm working on it, I promise you. One of the reasons why I've been keeping it to myself is because when it comes to the podcast, I can't deliver the way I want to for those who have been reaching out. I want to depend on going on live. I just want to put out good quality content. But now I'm saying to myself, you know, if I don't work with what I have, I'm never going to get anywhere. The more I stay secluded, the more things are going to stay the same. So forgive me for everyone who has been saying they want to use my podcast for stuff. I know I keep saying that. I'm so sorry. It's just been behind the scenes. It's crazy. Literally, there are sirens if you hear it. And that's perfect timing. I didn't cue a siren, but I promise I'm working on it. January is looking to be very promising. I'm working on a lot of things behind the scenes. If I can get a day like this where I can record uninterrupted and have clear quality, then I'm confident. But I'm working on stuff. And I'm just going to keep moving forward as I think we all should. Oh God. And I'm starting to remember why the podcast, that recording took so long. So in addition to it being Christmas, it is also the birthday of two of my brothers, Supreme. I love you. Happy birthday, man. I know you've been dying for a happy birthday message that wasn't also followed up by a Merry Christmas. You probably got the double combo, Merry Birthday or something like that. I love you, man. Hope you're safe and sound out there. You probably not even listening to the podcast. I'm just giving you all this clout for no reason. I want to shout out my brother Rez. He's been doing his thing, man. I'm proud of you. I know you just put out another project too. Keep doing your thing. I'm going to send you both a text message, but in case you're listening to this episode and you're probably looking for something to lift your spirits, yes, Chillis doesn't forget. he remembers, man. But yeah, the Chillin' Chillis podcast, I have faith. I'm nervous because I'm saying to myself, I have some time that I can invest into this podcast a little more because I believe in it, but I also feel like that spare time I have should be used for something else. So I have to have conversations with people that I trust, my confidants, to convince me that what I'm doing or what I'm planning to do is the right thing. And even if, you know, they don't agree with what I'm putting out or what they're saying is not something I wanted to hear, it really does ultimately fall up to me. But I do trust them. To my family, my friends, supporters of the podcast, everyone out there, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I love all of you. I wish nothing but the best for every single one of you. Well wishes, positive vibes. It's a special time. My sincerest apologies for, you know, not giving you the best version of me this year. But New Year's Eve is around the corner, and hopefully I can make up for that. All of you, enjoy yourselves. When it snows, none of y'all are going to want to leave the house. Oh, man. We'll talk shop soon. This is like a holiday gift for me. I don't even know what to name this episode, but here's to just making today special every year and keeping in mind that Christmas is every day. I mean, you can even, you know what's crazy? There's no rule out there or even law or there's nothing that no one can tell you if you want to keep your tree up. Because I'm looking at this tree in the living room. This is nice. I'm about to tell my mom, yo, just keep it up. You might as well, like, let me go before I get passionate. This is Chillis giving you the gift of an episode. Yes, yes, it's wrapped up too. And there's no receipt, so you can't return it. But take care, everyone. Chillis. Out.